We now come to a passage that is an important affirmation every single day, but all the more so now. Al tivtichu v'ndivim b'ven adam she'enus yeshua. Do not rely on nobles, nor on a human being, for he holds no salvation. And the Radak brings a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Some we learn is the Haftarah for Parshas B'chukaisai. What is it? Aro ha-gever she'yivtach ba'adam. The opposite of Baruch ha-gever she'yivtach ba'shem. Cursed is the man who places trust in man and makes mortal flesh his strong arm and removes his heart from Hashem. Blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem, and Hashem will be his reliance. The Radak goes further and explains that since no one lives in a vacuum, everybody needs the help of somebody. We all need approval from others. So what are we meant to do? We're meant to focus ourselves. We're meant to think, and we should concentrate all of our hopes only on Hashem. And we should daven that Hashem will inspire the potential benefactor to deal generously with us. Meaning, yes, it's true. Hashem's hashkacha, his divine providence, works through people and their choices. What's critical and crucial for us is to realize that Hashem ultimately is the one that's pulling the strings. And that's all the more true when we're talking about leaders. Lev melachim basarim biyad Hashem. They really are. They really, really are instruments of Hashem's providence. But then Adam she'ein lo yeshua. The Al-Sheikh and the Ibn Ezra continue in this vein. That without Hashem's consent, we can't even save ourselves. And therefore, how could we ever depend on another human being for salvation? The Radak therefore goes on and explains that even when a mortal king appears to offer Klal Yisrael salvation, we should realize that with man, there's no salvation. I mean, the king deserves no credit for his deed because the king is merely a pawn in the hands of Hashem. This Radak is so important today. It really is. The Rekeach broadens it and says, don't trust in any human being. Don't trust in people do what they want and therefore don't trust in them. Trust in Hashem. That's it. Though the Meiri has a very interesting approach. He says it's true, don't trust in human beings. Only trust in Hashem. That's al tiftichu bin divim. Don't trust in all of these nobles, the rich people, whatever. Who are we meant to trust in? Says the Meiri. The tzaddikim and the chachamim. The chassidim and the chachamim. Because they're the ones that will teach us to trust in Hashem. So it's okay to rely on our tzaddikim. Because our tzaddikim will guide us, teach us, show by example that ultimately our salvation only comes from Hashem. That's where our sense of security comes from. That's where we need to place our trust, for real. And therefore, says Rishis Chachma, each and every one of us needs to stop thinking that human beings have all the solutions. Yisalek Adam b'tchenum basav Adam. Trust in Hashem. Because if we trust in human beings, we're trusting in nothing. That's all tishtecha bin divim.